Hello, X-Wing community. This is Sailor Joe with the Salt Mines podcast. We've had some big X-Wing news, and for those that have been following these last couple episodes, you wonder why I didn't cover it this last week. And the answer is, I record these episodes a week out. So that keeps me sane, and it means that if something comes up, like travel or family issues, that I have content coming for you guys in advance. So, with all that said, is I am traveling during recording this episode, so I'm going to keep it kind of short. But I did want to cover just my thoughts on the big X-Wing news that we've had this last week. And unless you've been living under a rock and I'm the only X-Wing podcast that you listen to, you already know that Fantasy Flight Games is no longer the lead devs in Star Wars X-Wing Miniatures, Armada, and Legion. And this is huge news for a lot of reasons. Mainly, it's not very common for game companies to switch hands. However, since both are owned by Asmodee, there is a little bit of restructuring going on, so Fantasy Flight can focus on their board and card games. Now, for those that don't know, and I do encourage you to listen to the other main X-Wing podcasts out there, as this is just kind of covering the information that they don't cover, or coming at it from a different perspective. And so if you haven't, please go out, listen to Gold Squadron podcast episode, listen to Fly Better, listen to Crate, listen to Radio TCX. I mean, I'm sure there's some other ones that I'm missing. Those are the ones that I spend a lot of time with as I end up driving everywhere. And I really enjoy the content they produce, and it kind of inspired me to start podcasting myself. So with all that said, let's get back to the topic on hand. We have Atomic Mass Games now in charge of X-Wing Miniatures. So what does that mean? Well, in truth, I don't know. I can't say. But I'm optimistic with this transition, and I'm optimistic for a couple of reasons. The first is that Atomic Mass Games, while they are a new company, have been doing an excellent job with Marvel Crisis Protocol. And I've heard nothing but good things from that community on how they're running that game. Now, there are going to be some growing pains with this transition, as there are with any transition. We have a new wave coming out that I think it looks like FFG is going to be putting out the Eta II, the TIE Fighter, and Jango Fett Slave One. And I think that's going to be FFG's last contribution to the game. And so I believe FFG will be putting out the points. And I think from that point on, we'll see all new releases, all rules updates, everything else coming from AMG. No, it's not Mercedes. That's what we want to think, or at least what I think. But I really like the way that AMG is coming about it. They're not flooding with information, which is kind of annoying to some people, but the information that we are getting is quality. And if you haven't gone on their website, look at their Star Wars Q&A, and it's atomicmassgames.com. But look at that, and it talks with two of the primary devs that are going to be in charge of the Star Wars Miniatures games. And it's a little short, but I just want to highlight one thing that Will says, and that's their core philosophy is that there is no finish line. This is the best news that we can have for X-Wing miniatures. Like, there's a lot of concern that X-Wing would go the way of Destiny and be a complete game. We literally just saw the turnover to a company that doesn't have a finish line. Now, some might say that I'm being a little bit too optimistic on this, but really, I mean, being able to constantly look at, refresh, update information, I think this is huge. Sure, OP might be hurting for a little while. We can discuss that, or yeah, I'll discuss that possibly a little bit later. But just the, and I can't, I'm having trouble putting the words together. We have a game that people were getting frustrated at, especially on the competitive side of seeing the 206 all the time. We talked about, hey, maybe there's going to be objectives, maybe there's going to be multiplayer co-op. You have a new company that comes in and can look at all this stuff with a fresh set of eyes, without any overstressed workers who are. Now, this is not to say that FFG didn't do a good job. They did a great job with what they had. Every time you get a new project and you can look at it with fresh eyes, you can really change the things that need to be changed to make the game grow better. And I think we're going to see that out of Atomic here. I think it's going to be slow, so we have to be patient. But ultimately, that doesn't matter for us. I mean, this is a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the game. The backbone of the game is still there. We're still playing games. There are still tournaments being put on. We've got the Lima Open coming up next weekend, or actually, it will have already happened by the time you hear this podcast. You've got Gold Squadron's Flight Club events that are coming up. So the community is still pushing events out. We're still growing. We're still doing that type of stuff. And just because we've got new devs doesn't mean that that's going to stop. I think there's a reason that we love these games. There's a reason we play these games. And I don't think that a new company picking up and taking over is going to change any of that. Now, in the Q&A, it asks if there's going to be a new miniatures game. And I like their response here. It says they're hyper-focused on their current games. And that's good. Look at what they have. So they've got four games that they're going to be running. They've got Marvel Crisis Protocol. They've got Star Wars X-Wing Miniatures, Star Wars Armada, and Star Wars Legion. I expect changes in those three new titles that they picked up. And that's okay. Like, there is, we get so hung up on, oh, change is bad, change is bad, change is bad, but we're the same community that's complaining on a regular basis about 206, or the fact that Hellrunner's been priced out of the game. You've got Sloan that's cheaper and does a better job. You've got Commander Malorus that is cheaper and does a better job, or the same cost. I don't know the cost off the top of my head, but this is good for the game. And I just have a hard time with the people who are all doom and gloom about this, or that are just being absolute jerks to AMG for the slow information flow from AMG. Give them a chance before we, get out and Chicken Little this whole thing. I truly believe that this is going to be good for the game. All right. That is enough on that topic. I did want to cover a couple other things. Apparently, I don't even know my own email address. So if you have feedback for the show, I'm all about it. I just need you to email me at saltminesxwing@gmail.com. That is the official email address. I know I've been getting that wrong on my last couple of podcasts. I'm new to this. Just be patient with me as I kind of grow and get better at this whole podcasting thing. I do expect to start working on intro and outro music. Should have that up here pretty soon, so hopefully we'll get a little more professional as I go on. I appreciate you spending your time with me, as I know your time is limited. As I mentioned that this is going to be a short episode just because I am traveling and visiting family, and I want to be able to maximize my time with them while still creating content for you. So that's the big news. What's your take on it? How do you feel about the move over to AMG? Do you think they're not putting information out fast enough? Do you think it's a good pace? Do you think this is a good thing for X-Wing? Let me know your thoughts. Shoot me an email at saltminesxwing@gmail.com. And also, let me know what you think of this podcast. Do you think I'm hitting topics that you want to hear from a different point of view from the other podcasters? Or is this just kind of a waste of your time? Like, let me know. I'm very curious. With all that said, I think I'm going to go ahead and end it here. This is going to be an incredibly short episode, and that's okay. Thank you again for your time. This is Sailor Joe, signing off.